This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
One of the most complicated, difficult sugyas and yonim to understand. Till today, the effects are still felt throughout the Deiris. We had to be mishalim, we had to pay back for the mechiras. As we know, Asaragi Malchus was a tikkun, one of the tikkunim for mechiras Yosef. Was mechiras Yosef kedin? It's the first question that has to be asked, and all the mefarshim, and all the vishayim, and all the achrayim discussed the shayla. Lechura, there was a psak bezdin. The shvatim sat and paskind. Are we allowed to question a psak bezdin? A bezdin is a psak. And whatever they paskin, is get paskind. Besides that, we know that the Rebbeinu Shleilam was the 10th one. He was the dayan, the last dayan. There was 9 brothers, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam was with them. As a matter of fact, famous Torah from the Goyin, the Yeshivas, they all talk about this Goyin, that the Asaragi Malchus, Asiri Yekaidish, and Maisa, there was only 9 brothers. So why the 10th? The Asara, why 10? And the answer is, one is for the Rebbeinu Shleilam's part in the Asaragi Malchus, as Ezok the Goyin. Kala sheyaver tachas hashavet ve'asiri ekeidish l'Hashem. It's for the Eibishter. Why Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva darshin es l'rabbis talmid chachamim ve'haftas Hashem lekecha es Shimon Atimani said, I don't know what the S means. There's no ribui. Rabbeinu Shleilam, and that's it. Es l'rabbis talmid chachamim. Oh, so you're the talmid chacham that's going to go b'makom the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam is the 10th dayan on this bezdin. So what's the question? What's the issue? What's the shalei kedin that needed so much tikkun? Why is it that till today we're paying for something a ma'isa versus given al pi psak bezdin? Now, what exactly was the chet, so to speak, of Yosef? That the Bezdin paskin that he's mechuyev, either in Misa or in Mechira. There's a lot of Torah, there's not enough time for it today. It's a long shmuyas. It seems Pashit, he was a roidif, and why he was a roidif needs to be explained. But that's not what I want to focus on. I want to focus on if he was a roidif, and Bezdin paskin he was a roidif. So what exactly was the chet of the brothers? What did they do wrong? And why are we still paying for Mechiras Yosef till today? What's the taina? So the Yidua, the Ramban, already points this out. In Parshas Miketz, later on in the Parshal Miketz, next week we're going to learn. The brothers, when they realize that this is Geitnish to Mitzrayim, it's not going. So they realize something is wrong. Like every Yid should always look and make a cheshbein hanefesh. Things that don't go right is for a reason. You don't just say it's mikra ba'almi, it happens. It's a cheshbein, Hashem manachnu, alachinu. They started to chop it as something to do with Mechiras Yosef. But what is the chisarin? What was the chet that they did wrong? So they themselves say, not the Mechira, asherainu, saras nafshei, he begged, and we didn't listen. Sakhtar Ramban noticed that they didn't single out the Mechira to be the chet. But what? Hashem manachna alachina shereinu b'tzaras nafshei b'schanenei achzaris. As they Sakhtar Ramban, it's the lashon of the Ramban. Chashvu lehem achzaris le'enish gadol. You see that they singled out the Achzavius in the Mechira to be the Taina that caused that they should have to suffer retribute for the Mechira. Wasn't the Mechira itself? Otherwise they would have said, it's Alochinu Asher Mechalnu, that we sold him. They say that. It says, Asheru'inu B'tzaras Nafshei B'schanei Leinu V'loi Shamanu. And the Ramban says, even though we don't see in the psukim that he begged, that he asked for rachmanis, sagt Ramban, it's pashit because im hoyachem b'sarom mischanim loisipra hashem akasim, because it's yidua b'teva. It makes sense that that's what happened. It's interesting the Ramban doesn't quote the mefurshim midrashim that say that that's what happened. I don't know why the Ramban doesn't taka quote. They klar medrash that yesav atzadik went by the feet of his brothers and he was begging, Achi, I'm your brother. Achi, I'm your brother. Don't sell me. But the Ramban says, Adav Pashit, and the Pasuk didn't have to speak it out because it's Pashit. But there was the Taina, Zok the Ramban. The Taina was not the Perchira per se, and maybe because like the way we're explaining, the Mechira was Al Pi Psak Bezn. And Afal Pike. There was a Behishanina Yelenu Vile Shamanu Bekele. Tzkebetn. Rachmanis. This was an act of an Achzarius. And they chopped that Achzarius is what they're being caught with, so to speak. Nitfas Oleo, they're being nitfas on the Achzarius of the Mechira. To the point that they have to start paying, even then in Mitzrayim, and we know Dairis later, Asaru Gemalchus, and continuing the tikkun for the Asa for the Mechiras Yesir. I always wondered, Mechiras Yesir brought about Asaru Gemalchus, the Achzarius that was shown to the tzaddikim of Asaru Gemalchus is Neira Va'ayim. And we enumerate, we stress, we're madgish, all the tremendous yisurim that they had. It wasn't just they were taken out and killed. They were killed mamish in the most achzarius dikayfanim, pili ployim. It's beyond human comprehension. When you kill, there's laws, there's rules, there's ways on, right? Even in war, there's a mahalak. This was shalei kederech hateva. When you kill with such passion of Achzarius, Chapel, Pilei Ployim. And I always wonder what's the Pshat. And I thought to myself one of three things. Chayim Rachet. You know, some Chatayim, Misa's Mechaper. And some Chatayim, the Rambam tells us, is Yisurim et Misa. The Rambam, Hilchus Shuva, the first Rambam, some Chatayim are so Chomer that it's not even Misa enough, but it has to be Misa mit Yisurim, Rabbi Sachzarius, Kegen Abrude Zein Azazach, maybe. Sebech Alamel Getracht. There's such, you know, I don't even know the word in English for this Achzarius. It can't be mean, it's more than mean, it's, huh? Brutal, it's worse than brutal, Rabbi Sachzarius. The Achzarius, the Chapella, it's Mamish Chapella, how they took Asarim. Aruge Malchus mit Zeyob Gehadit. Schrecklich. It's unbelievable the amount of Yisurim that they had to go through. Aber getracht, chayme rachet. If you would understand what it means, and I'm not even talking about the Mechira anymore, because the Ramban says it's not about the Mechira. It's about the Bishchanei Leinu V'lei Shamanu B'Kaylai. And that is a chayme, that's so strict, that it's not enough just to have Misa. But you need Misa with Yisurim. Another pshat I thought, maybe we take into the Cheshbon the Tsar of Yosef. Yosef went through 22 years of Tsar, the suffering that Yosef went through. The Bein Shleil Macht Adin and a Cheshbon, everything goes into the Cheshbon. The Mida Keneged Mida. We have to know why is this Achzarius a Mida connected Mida to the Achzarius that they showed the brother Yosef. But part of the Asara Hugim Malchus is the Tsar and the Yisurim, Val Yosef Zaduch Yisurim. Maybe it has to do with the fact that Yosef, we don't just take it into the Cheshbon, the Maisa, but all the Yisurim, which is a tremendous Limud Rabbeis side. When you do something to somebody, it's not only the Maisa that you did, it's all the Akmas Nefesh you cause it. Who knows if Kam Zen Nichnas, Teicha Cheshbon. Be very careful, Rabbeis. The sleepless nights that person has, the loss, the pain, the self-esteem, to walk around that he was hurt. It's also a chelik of the cheshbon, maybe, Rabbeis. But besides these two pshatim, I think the third pshat, which is probably more karev loemes, achzarius means that the Rabbeinu Shloilam pays back achzarius with achzarius. It's the pasha pshat. It's actually a Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Islam Vav, Zakta Eilge Shari Tshuva. This mitzvah, Dr. Sharit Shuv, is that we shouldn't be achzarim. That a person has to plant in himself. Rachmanis. Behavior and feelings of Rachmanis. Then the Rabbeinu Yehuda speaks out clearly, "Ve'enish ha'achzarius ra umar." This is what we're speaking up, basically. The enish of achzarius is going to be bitter, ra, mar. Kashi is boy b'shar achzarius be'ezal keil. V'amar Rabbi Seinu zechayin levracha. V'nasal charachem v'rachmecha v'becha kol amrachem al abriyos. Merachemim alav min hashomayim. V'chol she'en merachem al abriyos, ein merachemim alav min hashamayim. Achzarius is paid back with achzarius. And that's the taitch of the Asar Gemalchus, like the Ramban. The Ramban speaks clearly that the chet hachomer was the achzarius. When the Mele we find the goyim, send or shlich him to pay us back for this mechir as Yosef. Is also apiyak zavius unavad mitalnish tzufla reintrachten in them as yichush b'derachmana. But we read the Asarei Gemalchus, and it's there for us to learn and to delve into it, to understand it. And the Goyin has a lot of teira on Asarei Gemalchus, the why and the what, which gives us l'chayr the heter to say why and what also, to understand the why it happened and what happened. The pasuk tells us, "B'nefoil ayifcha al tismach." When your enemy falls, you shouldn't be happy. Why not? So it seems in the Rishayim and the Mefarshim, two reasons. One is, the Rabbeinu Shleilam wins wars for you. Rabbeinu Shleilam, don't be so bolstered with a gaiva, givunin, parade. It's all the Rabbeinu Shleilam. You know, there's a concept called Ketainti Mikal Achsadin. The Eibishter helps you overpower your enemies. Be humble. Don't walk around givunin, proud of yourself. Yadi could fall into that, could start becoming part of the thinking process. And if Eila Yivcha Al Tismach, it's all the Rabbeinu Shleil Mefet the Welt. Don't be so joyous. Don't make parades. Don't celebrate. It's a long topic. It has a lot to do with the history of Eretz Yisrael in the past years, of how to respond to the Milchamis and the Nisim that happened in Eretz Yisrael through those Mulchamas. It's a big discussion. I'm just touching on it, and I'm going to continue with the second pshat. It seems to me the more posh pshat, in a foila yivchal tismach, svelte rachmanis, Rabbi Yisrael. It's your enemy, yes. Abayid doesn't have such a hergish. Abayid should not have a hergish. when he sees somebody fall, somebody suffering, that he's happy. It is your enemy. Yet Rachmanis dictates that the response has to be one, you feel bad. Not that you're happy and joyous. Svelte Rachmanis. Ayid is Shemida. Ayid is a Rachman. Ayid is not in a Mefoyle Vechotismach. He's not that. You find the Goyim in the outside world, they kill, they dance, they celebrate. They take the murder itself and they celebrate it with the Zasimche. It's the most foreign thing from Ayid. You have to do what you do, what you have to do. But the Simcha Shebei, Svelte Rachmanis. And who are we talking about? The Gemara actually applies this by Haman. Mordechai HaTzadik was told Amusa Shmuyis by Haman. It's a Gemara Megillah. Minafayla Yivchal Tismach. So I always cloud Pshat in the Gemara is, was he right or was he wrong? Meaning, Haman is telling Mordechai. So maybe Taka, that's the din. That even on a Haman, there's a din of Minafayla Yivchal Tismach. After this Haman's Teirah, Mechtes, it's right. You know, Rabbi said, it's such a pasha the Zach. The Gemara seems to say that Esther wanted a Yontif Purim, Kivuni L'dairis, and the Chacham didn't want to do it. Kinat Meveres Aleinu Levein Agayim. It wasn't so simple, this whole Indian of Purim. Why? But if I lay Yivchal Tismach, he has another Cheshman, Ma'ir Kina, brings jealousy. So she answers back, Farksuvani Besefer Malchei Paras Umadai, which means the Goyim understand that it was a mess. Because even they wrote it in their textbooks. Farksuvani Al Sefer Madai Paras. So they won't view it as we're being proud and happy. Binafayla Yivcha, that the enemy, they, and Haman, has fallen. They would understand we're being Meshabech the Eibishter. A lot to talk about this Gemara. But this is an interesting Shaila. Who is the Yivcha that Al Tismach, that Ayid is not allowed to be happy? Ayid Mashal Rachmanis to who? Even to a Haman. I'd like to tell you a few things which I, over the years, stories, so to speak, that teach us in this Inyan. How far does the B'nefayla Yivchal Tismach, how much Rachmanis, to who do we have to have this Rachmanis? It's Yidua V'Stechemet. What a beautiful classic encyclopedia. Stechemet is an encyclopedia. The Yidua Satayra there, and it's before the computer, Abbe, not the computer, all right, it's also Chashiv Zach, but it's not a great secure. Stechemet before the computer, and the Stechemet attributed his schus to write this was to a certain particular story that happened, the Maisa. He was a Rosh Kailul in a city that the city didn't want it. The Balabatim in the city didn't want the Kailul. Fights that go back hundreds of years, it's nothing new. The Stechemet held the Kail. He was the Reish of the Kail. So a Balabas in Shtat went to the Misharses, to the cleaning lady of the Kail, and said that I want to give you a hein rav of money. I'll take care of you. House, medical. I want you to topple the Kail. I want you to topple. I want you to help us get rid of the Stechemet. At night, he'll be the last one in the Beis Medrash. You run out and you scream. The Stechemet was trying to do Aveiro with you. I see everybody shaking their head. I thought they knew the story. It's a famous, one of the most famous stories about the Stechemet. One of the classic stories of Yadus. And Kach Hava, she did it. And the town course, they believed, and the Kailul suffered terribly. But the heads of the Kailul said, we're keeping the Stechemed, we believe him, we don't believe the Misharsis. The Yisurim that the Kailul, and of course the Stechemed Bereishe, went through was unbelievable. Yet, years later, this Balabas lost all his money. No kidding, why? Avada, the Eibishter paid him back, he lost all his money, and he couldn't keep the payment checks to the Misharsis, to the cleaning lady. She lost her job, and she was stuck. And without any, I guess, shame, she went back to the Stechemen and said, you know, it was a lie. I know it was a lie. I'm ready to come out in public and say it was a lie. Could you give me back my job? I have no way to support my family. Stechemen looked at her and said, you'll get back your job, but one condition. We would have said the condition is that you should tell everybody it never happened. The condition is that you don't tell everybody that it never happened. You don't talk about it. Because then you're rehashing the story and you're causing Vayter Chil Hashem and Vayter, people should talk about it. Drop it. Forget it. Maisi, you don't have Parnosa. Feel bad for you. You can get back your job in the Kailul. The people in the Kailul were furious. We'll never take her back. You know what this woman did to us. You know what this woman did to you. And this Dechemed stood on his ground and he said, I want her to come back. The lesson taken from this story, everybody takes out. Kiddushem Shemayim. Look how the Stechemet cared for the honor of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. You know what I take from this Maisa? The Rachmanis that the Stechemet had on another person. Beyond human nature. It's a gevura that no human being could have. What this woman did to the Stechemet is unbelievable. Stechemet saw a broken woman without panasa, he had rachmanis on her. He let her come back. Pili plain. To me, this is the lesson. Yes, there's also a lesson in Kavod Shamayim, how much he cared about Kavod Shamayim. You see the rachmanis of a mensch. No matter what this person did to the Stechemet, the Gadol, the godless of the mensch was able to overlook everything for the sake of Rachmanis. The Stechemet said that kufa, he realized, niftechu lo hashamayim. The sky opened and the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave him Torah. And he was able to write the Stechemet. The Stechemet attributed his godless b'Torah, his svarim, to this maisa. Rachmanis Rabbi Yisai. And who? On what? An andere wird gesagt, sie, the klafte, the marshas. Can you imagine what she did? I want to tell you over a meira de kemaisa rabbi say that I don't think anybody here knows. My wife's mishpacha comes from France. The chief rav in France told my wife's parents this maisa. The chief rav is Rav Sitrik. So Gesundheit, the Kashmir Talmud, Rav Shach, the chief Rav of France, beloved, a beloved Rav by everyone. The head priest, the head galach in France is a Yid, was a Yid. The one that just passed away about 5 years ago was a Yid. His mother was a Yid. He was a child that got lost in the war. He was taken in by a Goyisha family, came to Paris, he forgot that he was a Bechlal Yid. And he became the head bishop of France. He was dying. He had a machlin, he was dying. Rav Sitrik went to Rav Avadi Yosef, Zechariah Levracha, and asked him, as chief Rav, should I go to him to say vidu with him? And the chief Rav, my responsibility, should I say Rav Avadi Paskin that he should go and he should say vidu with him. Al lefachot, at least Shema Yisrael. At least that. Rav Sitrik was let in as the chief rabbi. They let him into the bishop. And he tried. He tried to get him to say at least Shema Yisrael. It didn't happen. Rav Sitrik went back to Rav Avadi and told him that it never happened. Rav Sitrik said that Rav Avadi Yosef started to cry. I have so much rachmanis, he says. On this yid, what's waiting for him in the next world? That he could not say Shema Yisrael before he was left. Here Rabbi Yosef, rachmanis. God will seize the rachmanis. And now I'm going to show you from the altar what Rabbi Yeruchim brings down. My hands shake when I read this and when I say it over. Listen to him from the altar, Rabbi Yosef. You ready? Admur hasaba mikelem. Rabbi Yeruchim in das teure. Rabbi Yeruchim. Kasher roi eich shahagoyim. Not even. Goyim. Hochin kamer parsoyis lebati hatiflu shalahem. They travel to the churches. La yochoy lizbar hatzar. He can't be soivul the tzar. The harachmonis asher aleihem. Listen, rabbis. He has a chmonis on the guy that goes to church. It's a chmonis. He can't take the tzar. Rabbi Yeruchim is saying this. Rabbi Yeruchim is saying that everybody's looking at me. It's pilei ployim. It's pilei ployim. Mamish pilei ployim. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, Gamli yesh k'tzas hergish binyonim ka'ela. We also have a sensitivity in this. Eini yachoy liroi says hagoy. I can't see a guy. Asher soif kol soif harehu b'tzelam alikim. It's the chamech. Upshu mechalas a Shabbos. When a guy is a mechal Shabbos, you hear Rabbi Yeruchim, Rabbi Yisai. You're listening to Rabbi Yeruchim, Rabbi Yeruchim. The whole Tehavelt stands on every word Rabbi Yeruchim says. When a guy is a mechal Shabbos, im ki amnam pateru mikael. He has no Shabbos. A shaykh is the end of that Shabbos. Avu ma rabba rachmanis alav. Ki mechayov. I feel bad for him. What's his life worth? And what is he going to come into the next world with? Nothing. But he says, Rabbi Yeruchim, I'm reading you word for word. Rabbi Yeruchim and Das Teira. Rachmanis, on who? On who? Ayid is a rachm. I'm going to tell you a nicer. My father told me that he went with my Zayda to visit someone in a hospital. The person was okay. He was going to leave the hospital any day, but my Zayda felt it was kedai to visit him. He needed to visit the chizuk. Nope. They went. And then my father excused himself for 5 minutes to pay the meter. He was going to get a ticket. So he asked if he could just... I told the Zayda, you wait here, and I'll go to the meter. He comes back a few minutes later after paying the meter, and he sees the Zayda's crying. I'm just crying. In those 5 minutes, the mensch is avek. Who knows what happened in those 5 minutes? 5 minutes, over 5 minutes. So he turns to my Zayda, and my Zayda chap says, no, as besayda, he's okay, nothing happened to him. So he says, Satata, why are you crying? What happened? What are you so? So he says, they brought in a guy who was in a car accident, and he was in such bad shape, and he was so much in pain, I couldn't see it. They were wheeling him, they were rushing him, he was screaming in the pain, and he was so, either up to shmetat, in such bad shape. My father said, okay, I hear. As they leave, they pass by the intensive care unit. So my father, my Zayda tells my father, you see, that's the guy they brought in. My father looks. It's a guy with a lined up ponytail. He had tattoos. He was a biker. He got into an accident because he was a biker. He was driving his motorcycle. He was racing. And he got into a major accident. So my father turns to my Zayda and he says, off M? That's who you're... My father told me that my Zayde didn't speak to him an entire day. He went into a car. My father said, Tav, what? He says, Hashem Zach. Vuz da Yid. Hashem Zach. I'm ashamed. What happened to the Yid? A Yid that doesn't respond to Drachmanis. Where is what? He couldn't swallow the fact that Nichner, the hergish of Rachmanis that a Yid must have. Even on who? Look at Rabbi Ruchim. Look who? Haman, maybe. Rabbi said, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, Perik Yud Halacha Beis. When an Ani comes to you, you have to give him money, like we learned from Rabbi Yena, that this is like Sesame, it's Levavcha, like Sikpo, it's Yadcha. Says the Rambam, V'chol Mishu Achzari, V'enei Merachem. Yesh lochush lichusai that vichayish v'zichus efshes nishkinyit. It's a Rambam Rabbeisai. We know that these are the midas of the Yid, but the Rambam codifies it. The Rambam brings it la'locha that you have to come and be chayish v'zichus. She'ena achzarius mitzuya elo pa'akum. She'nemar achzariyem v'loy rachmu. It's like what you take a test, the genes, the DNA. DNA doesn't lie, Rabbi Isai. If you take a test and you see it's missing the certain genes, you know that this is nishtakin for them tato. The DNA test for the Yid, Rabbi Isai, is Rachmanis. That's the DNA test. The Rambam, I'm not telling you mine. It's the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai. Yesh lachush lirchusai. Halacha, you have to go and say, Efshanish can yid. Based on the Welt, thought man, yid. A mensch was asking, can chalt of Shabbos is can yid. Azay zot man, apsanusach. That's what they say. Trust me. That's not it, okay? It's this. Yid was hadnish can rachmanis, Rabbi Yisai. You hear? I was thinking maybe that's the pshat. There's an interesting nusach. L'rachem amoy. Why amoy? It's interesting, the nusach. Because amoy is rachmanis. It's the midah keneged midah. What is amoy? Amoy means the Ummah Yisrael is Rachmanis. From the Mela, it's L'Rachem Amay B'Yomdin. And I want to tell you something more. Avada, we have it in our genes. And because of that, the Torah has to teach us when and where. Because if not, theoretically, we should have it all the time to everyone. There's a Rabbeinu Yaina, the next Shtikale. In Shal Gimel, O Islam Id Zayin, by a mesis, a machtia, a mashalis, a rabbin. On him you're not allowed to be in a rachman. Kala nasa rachmani al achzarim. L'seif nasa achzari al rachmanim. The Parshim tell us, because you have to be, take the Torah. You have to use the Torah to teach us when and where and how. Nisht evi rachmanis is warranted. Yes, we have it in Midah, but the Torah has to dictate to us. Rachmanis. I want to tell you over for the battle. I have a minute or two. I'll try to finish it in the next minute or two. Someone told me, a Talmud of Beryl said to me that he heard from the battle that the Briska Rav, which had a big cash with my Zayda, they used to do a lot of cloud work, especially for Almanis and money and collecting. I have these letters. Some of them are printed already in the Briska Sfarim. There was a big kesher between my Zayda and the Briska Rav, Lagabi cloud work in Chesed Zachem. Almanis, the Briska Rav, my Zayda, Almana, you know, that's all. My Zayda knew how to press their buttons. You know, you write the word Almana to the Briska Rav, you know, the Briska Rav didn't sleep till it was taken care of. Okay. I have such letters. So the Briska Rav said about the Zayda that he had tremendous avos Yisrael, but Torah dik avos Yisrael. Pesach. So the Bell said that the Brisker Rav meant Avas Yisrael could come from two things. A mensch can have an Avas Yisrael. Well, there's a mensch, he loves the people around him. He loves his nationalistic feelings, you know, my brothers, my people, my nation. It's not true either, but Hakapanim, that's what they say, right? We're both Lanzmann. Yiddish sagt man a Lanzmann. Sagt Brisker Rav, Lanzmann's not going to work. It has to be Teredik Avas Yisrael, because if not, you're not going to. This Avas Yisrael can make a lot of problems. It doesn't really work. And we're not going to go into what he meant. But Hakapanim, this is the same thing with Rachmanis. Rachmanis, Teredik Rachmanis. When and where? It has to be guided by Teredik. What's l'maisa habesei? Can I take out a lesson l'maisa that I could offer you that you can walk away with? I'll tell you what I think. B'ischanan noyelenu. He begged us. How many times during the day do we come across notes on a wall in a newspaper ads begging, davening for me, I'm sick. And they have names. And we pass by, we look who's sick, and we move on. To me, it's a davar shel pella. It's a davar shel pella to me. We read a name on a wall. No, we're begging you to daven for it. We're good people. We look and we say, Nebuch. We feel bad for a second. But this is the bischanan eleinu v'lo shemanu b'kaylev. I say, this is what it is. Achmanis mechayiv to listen to what the person is begging you. He's begging you for something. Someone puts an ad in a newspaper. It means it's serious. He needs you to daven for him. I want to tell you over two mices of this I'll end. Everybody knows I had a kesher with my Rebbe Rav Palm. Anybody who's ever come to the shir should know it by now. I never learned in Teir V'das. I'm not a Teir V'das Talmud. I never even, I think, stepped foot into Teir V'das till I saw Rav Palm. I had nothing to do with Teir V'das. As a matter of fact, I learned in Teir Tzmima, the yeshiva down the block of Teir V'das. I never was a Teir V'das Talmud. The first time I met Rav Palm became a experience that I became attached to him, b'lev v'nefesh, and I was kaveya that he will be my Rebbe, Rav Palm. What happened with that meeting? In Queens, there was a bracha that was thrown out of yeshiva. Deservingly, Rabbi say. He deserved to be thrown out of yeshiva. The menal couldn't take it anymore from him. All right. So Tata came to me and said to me, what can we do? Can we speak to the menal? This and that. I said, let me tell you something. If I speak to the menal, he might let him in even less. Especially because today you see what goes on with the yeshivas. Don't get anybody to call because they're not interested. So I said to him, the only person that maybe could be mashpia would be Rav Palm Zecheinu Livracha. He was at that time the head of Agud and the head of Tanya Maseir and that. He said, really, that's a good idea. I said, make the appointment for Rav Palm. Come to him. Maybe Rav Palm could call for you. Shai, the bottom line is he couldn't make the appointment. I had to make the appointment. So I made the appointment for him, Shai. Then he tells me the day or two before, could you come? I feel uncomfortable. I don't know what to say, but could you come? So I think it's an opportunity to be one-on-one, to have a, you know, to see him for the first time, to talk to him. I always heard of him. We saw him from far. We came up to this house, simple, pashut, Rav Palm sitting behind the desk, and the person starts rambling about his sorrow. He almost was not coherent. He was not coherent. And all of a sudden, I see the way the yeshiva starts to cry. I'm looking, I say, you don't know this person. And the guy's dead wrong. The kid doesn't belong back in yeshiva. We're asking the Rosh Hashiva to do something that it's a mess. He's crying. And I looked at the Rosh Hashiva and he says, tzar, look at the tzar that he's in. Look at the tzar that a tat is in. I made up my mind right there and then. This is my Rebbe. I will never move from him, from what he tells me. And years and years, every opportunity I had, I stood by his door to wait till to come out, his schmoozing. I realized, Eric Ben Ayid, what is Ayid? Ayid is a bishananay elenu, the shamanu, we listen. The ears have to be open, Rabbi Yisai. I will end with the following maisa, forgive me. My father told me that my Zayda used to cry, I remember this, he used to cry a lot on Yom Kippur. This was a day that, I mean, he cried, the truth is he cried all the time. On Yom Kippur, it was a lot. One particular Yom Kippur was even more than a lot. It was more than regular. To the point that my father went over to the Zayda and he asked him, is there something going on that I don't know because I see that it's more than regular. The Zayda said, yes, there is something. My father thought he was going to say that he's not well, or somebody in the family is not well. The Zayda tells him, you know, remember 2 days ago, Thursday, it was, I guess Shabbos was Yom Kippur, I think it was. Thursday, there was a Chashev Yid Rav Sankevich here. Rav Sankevich was the Gerer Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. He was the one who was maimed all the maestas of Ger. He was the Shliach of the Beis Yisrael. He was a Goyin Adir, Rav Chanei Chenech Sankevich. A Goyin. So he would keep in cash with my Zayda helped him with the money, with the yeshiva. He was on his way to Brazil to collect money. He'd rather spend that Yom Kippur in Brazil. Thursday, on his way to the airport, Kennedy, Queens, we were from Queens, Kennedy is on the way to the airport. He stopped off by my Zayda, spent an hour. My Zayda tells my father, you remember when he left, he went with a taxi to the Kennedy, to the airport. I went out to the car and we spent time by the taxi. He said, you know what he told me? He looked at me and he says, Raval, can you feel this good? I don't feel well. Zayda told my father, as I eat better, as I treat as a davening, I have no fries in the Himmel. I have to manage, go into it and tear the Shemayim apart. In Kippur, I was Mekayim when I told him I would do it. He rather was lifted up, say, Yom Kippur. Mishmah de Rachman of Eismanich, but Uncle Panim was lifted Mamish right after Yom Kippur in Brazil. A day later, Mamish, I would say, Yom Kippur. But the point was, this Nekuda, Abay Sayyidina Rachmanim, Bnei Rachmanim. Bishchan Eileinu could be in many areas, especially in Tefillah. Ayid Bet Atzveitin Davnim, where he needs help. Or he needs a kind word. Chizuk. Yischan Eileinu V'lo Yishamana B'Kayla D'Rachmanis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.